Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain markets here near midday, corn, soybeans, they are turning off the lows here of Wednesday session, with beans kind of leading along with bean meal. What are you seeing over in the grain sector here as we work towards midday?
Yeah, I think once again we're seeing some influence from the outside markets. We've been sharply lower here in some days in recent days. Due to liquidation, the outside markets is fear over the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 hit, and we saw money going to the sideline and exiting many of these markets. Today, we saw data over fear kind of on Wall Street, and that's allowed big gains on Wall Street, and so that fear factor, the VIX is the way we measure that, really dropping today from where we've seen here over the last few days, and that's seen money come back into the commodity sector. Now, some of that money is new money that comes in at the first of every month. As we turn the calendar to December today, tend to get more new money available for these markets, a lot of it looking at the commodities as a hedge against inflation, which has been very hot in the markets this week. And some of it is because the end users seeing the recent price break as a real gift horse opportunity for them to extend to coverage and get some forward coverage, even as prices have fallen sharply here in recent days.
Arlen, looking over at livestock, cattle looking pretty strong here today, a little off the highs, starting to see a little activity in cash country. Hog market a little more mixed. What are you seeing in livestock on Wednesday?
Yeah, as we look at the cattle market, we had a big liquidation yesterday, but that's been common on the last trading day of the month for the last 3 months in a row now. So some kind of end of the month position squaring there seemed to have been a factor along with the outside markets. We're getting a bounce today. We've seen a little bit of activity in both Texas and Iowa in the cash market around 138. That would be down about a dollar in Texas and up about a dollar in Iowa from where we were last week. But overall, we're looking at kind of that 138, 140 range for this week's cash trade, very similar to last week. As we look at the hog market, we're seeing some steadying in the cash market there as well, perhaps starting to get past that fourth quarter onslaught of supplies, starting to look ahead to 2022 when we expect supplies to start shrinking a little bit.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe coming up this afternoon. We will catch up with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics and get Mike's thoughts on the market trade as we work through the middle of our week and get into the month of December. It's been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.